This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Good morning, this is Chris Witz and welcome to Morning Devotions. I guess you heard the old joke that says, oh yes, sure, I love work, I really love work, I could watch it for ages. True, now some people make it their goal in life to do as little as possible and earn as much as possible. How many people are happy in their employment? Some of the bumper stickers that are on cars reveal what people really think. I'm in no hurry, I'm on my way to work. My job is secure, no one else wants it. And the other one said, is it Friday yet? Well, surveys indicate that in America, for example, 7 out of 10 Americans are dissatisfied with their job and dread actually going to work every day. That's 70% of all American workers. That's very high, isn't it? And I guess that figure would be mirrored here in Australia. Many people feel trapped in their job. They don't see any way out. And the fact is that most of us spend more time at work than we do with our family, our friends, our leisure, or in spiritual or church activities. So whether you like it or not, for many of us, work dominates our life in terms of hours spent. Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs, well, that's a lovely Disney children's classic. And you remember the song the dwarfs sang every morning as they headed off to work? Hi-ho, hi-ho, it's off to work we go. Well, nowadays, with the economic problems in our own country, more and more of us will be singing, I-O, I-O, it's off to work I go. Well, the cover article of the US News World Report a few years ago was titled, had this question, Why We Work? And it explored the issue of work. It says that many today wonder whether they're being left insecure, unfulfilled, underappreciated at work. And so it shows a decline in job satisfaction. There was a man called David Rhodes, an expert in human resources. And he said people get very emotional about their work and they're very negative about it as well. The biggest issue is clearly workload. People are feeling crushed. Well, we've got mobile phones and emails. I guess they've blurred this line between work and home. And now it seems that every job penetrates every aspect of life. So I think a good question today, and I'm going to issue some more thoughts about this tomorrow, is work a blessing or a curse for you? And what do you think that God thinks about your work? Are you unemployed, perhaps, looking for work? Do you wonder if God even cares if you have a job or looking for a job? Well, let me say that the Bible talks about our attitude towards work. And there's a great verse in Colossians 3, verse 23. It says, whatever you do, do it wholeheartedly, as though you were working for your real master and not merely for humans. Now, someone said the way we do our work is as important as the work we do. I think that's really good. The way we do our work is as important as the work we do. Does it really matter? Now, I want to suggest that work is a tool in the hand of the person who follows Jesus Christ, because what we do at work can actually say something about our faith as a Christian. A Christian lawyer can practice law to the glory of God. If you're a teacher, you can teach to the glory of God. A student learns to the glory of God. J.S. Bach wrote his music to the glory of God, and on every piece of music he composed, he wrote three initials. You might know this, SDG, which means, translated, to the glory of God alone. So he wrote his music to the glory of God. So if you're a follower of Jesus Christ, work is a means to an end, not the end itself. And I guess as disciples, we want to become like Jesus. So how we do our work is as important, as I said a minute ago, as the work itself. So we can follow Jesus and our work reflects that. So when we think about work, Paul said in Ephesians 6 actually, serve wholeheartedly as if you were serving the Lord, not people because you know that the Lord will reward everyone for whatever good he does. So that's in Ephesians 6 verse 7 and 8. Because God is our boss and what we do matters to him. He sees everything that we do. So do you see your workplace as a place of holy ground? Well, I'll talk about that tomorrow. Thank you, Lord, for our employment, our work. Bless us as we work for you, I pray, for Jesus' sake. Amen.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with life words. Subscribe to Hope 103.2's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.